So I'm really, really pleased to have the opportunity to catch up with Dr. Andy Kemp, who is joining us in September as our new head of the senior school. So you've come over to visit us.
I have.
And you've had a bit of a trek, I think.
I have. It's quite a long journey over from Wells. It took me a good 4 hours to get here, and last time it took me almost six to get back because of the standstill on the M25. Such is life.
No pain, no gain.
Indeed, absolutely.
So we'll talk a bit about being a head of the senior school in a minute, but I wanted to start actually by talking about the subject that you teach, because first and foremost, you're a teacher.
I am.
And you're a maths teacher.
I am. Wonderful subject.
But what about, I mean, you're a maths teacher and a computer science teacher?
I am. I've done both, yes.
Ah, so tell me how that came about.
Computing's always been a hobby of mine. So maths is my background. My undergraduate degree, my master's and my doctorate are all in maths education or maths directly. But computing's always been something I've just loved, and I've taught myself as I've gone along. And so when I went for my first teaching job, a job came up as a maths computing teacher, and I thought, well, I'll give it a go and see what it's like, and I loved it. And I've enjoyed teaching both at various stages, both to A level and Key Stage 3 and the whole way through for both subjects, and that's been a great experience.
Okay, and it's interesting for you, I should imagine, coming into a setup where you're going to be leading a school with a diamond model.
Yes.
Where maths is taught in single sex
yes.
classes, although we're not averse to them doing things together.
No.
What do you think the advantages of that will be?
I think it's mostly to do with confidence. I started my teaching career in boys' schools, so I spent a few years in a boys' school, and the way I taught when I taught in just a boys' school is different to the way I teach now that I teach in a co-ed school. And there is something about the way in which you can develop students in a slightly different way in a single-sex environment, which is positive, and particularly in terms of that overcoming those kind of stereotypes that sometimes sit in people's minds, and it's much more about how they see themselves, I think, than any of the reality that's going on. But I think the advantage of having the girls separated from the boys for maths teaching is likely to be around helping them build up that confidence that this is something they can be really successful at. So I'm quite excited to see how that plays out on the ground, but it looks like it should be really good.
I think it's got off to a good start.
Excellent.
For sure. And I think you're absolutely right around the confidence, because this is all linked to the emotional and mental well-being agenda.
Absolutely. Such a key thing in schools.
Oh, critical for the age group that you're going to be responsible for as well. So interestingly about maths, though, I was reading recently that apparently Cambridge have admitted fewer females onto their maths course. I mean, what's going on there? Not that you represent Cambridge.
No, not at all. I can't speak for Cambridge. But I think that the sad reality is that girls often don't consider themselves up to the challenge, or just don't see it as their thing. Whereas actually they're very capable. Some of the best students I've taught in maths have been female mathematicians. Mm. But they are a minority in my classes still. So in a co-ed environment, a typical year, I'll have, certainly in my further maths classes, maybe three quarters boys and a quarter girls, and therefore the cohort applying to go to university to read maths is already filtered down before
cohort.
It gets there.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, part of the challenge. I don't know, I think this maths has also become quite a difficult subject for people to apply to for university, in the sense that it feels quite limiting, and a lot of my students will now choose to apply for one of the multitude of maths-related degrees. And I don't know whether or not there's something about that breadth, which I've often seen female students are more interested in maintaining that breadth longer than the boys often are, whether or not there's something about that in there as well, that they're looking for slightly broader degree subjects.
That's interesting you should say that, because we've got a Leavers Destination board just outside this room, and one of the students applied to read discrete maths, and to this day I'm not really sure what discrete maths, and please don't feel the need to enlighten me.
We could talk about that for ages, but maybe another time.
So this is the serious side of Dr. Kemp.
Absolutely.
So what do you do for fun?
I am a lapsed musician, but I do still enjoy playing. I'm a guitarist by background.
What, classical guitar?
No, electric lead guitar originally. So that's what
You're
I started at.
You're a rock star, are you?
I was a rock musician. I'm probably more of a jazz musician these days. I've kind of moved to
mellowed.
That way. Mellowed a little bit in my older age.
So is it the case, you think, because we have a rock and roll school here, actually.
I've seen some of the stuff on Twitter about
so,
it.
So
it's
you
brilliant.
This is something that you could get involved in?
I shall dig out the axe and find my amp again and see what I can still remember how to play.
A bit of air guitar, maybe that will do.
Absolutely. But I've always been a passionate supporter of music, both as a personal level, but also enjoying listening to other people play. And it's been one of the great privileges in my current school is just to hear so many world-class musicians playing, both students and professionals coming in to work with them. So music's always been a huge passion in my life and remains so.
Well, that's very encouraging to hear. And we do have many, many budding musicians.
I was hearing wonderful things about the jazz over the weekend.
Yeah, jazz on the summer evening. I don't know if it was raining, but it was certainly a summer evening. yeah, and I think there's a lot of talent here as well. So it's
fantastic.
Great that you know that's something you feel you can support. But you're coming to be head of the senior school. Not a new role for you being head of a senior school.
No, it's the job I've been doing for a few years. It's for me, this is an exciting opportunity to work in a school that I'm really passionate about. Kind of the more I read about the Stephen Peirce Foundation and the things it's doing, the more it chimed with the things that I think are really important in terms of education. That kind of very individualised, very focused on what every person is about, but within a really broad liberal ethos and culture. And it's really exciting for me to move and experience quite a different culture and a different structure, but doing a similar job to the one that I'm doing. So it's quite nice to feel confident coming in that I know what I'm doing before I get here. But there'll still be new things to learn and new challenges to face. And that's great because I need to be challenged. Otherwise, how do I grow in the same way as the students need to be challenged?
Absolutely. And I think also you've come from a wonderful school and everything would happen within that school. But of course, the beauty of the Stephen Peirce Foundation is where we are.
Absolutely, yes. Wells is a wonderful, beautiful place. And whilst it has the title city, it's not a city. It's a village of about 10,000 people. Yeah. And it's very, very isolated. It takes me an hour to get to anywhere that's meaningful in terms of civilization from Wells. And so the prospect of living somewhere with so much stuff around it that we can bring into the school is wonderful. Whereas getting people to visit Wells is
More of a challenge.
Yes.
Well, our strapline is Cambridge is our campus.
It is indeed.
We've taken that upon ourselves, but we're within a stone's throw of the Fitzwilliam, the Botanic Gardens, all sorts of really interesting
It's been a joy
places.
Wandering around, just trying to get my kind of feel for the ground and how it all fits together. Lots of opportunities, I think, for the school to really liaise with the city in a meaningful way.
I think so, and I think I'm really delighted you're joining us this September as we're beginning on our very serious outreach work within the city, but all around sustainability and working with state schools at helping to create a movement of young people around the environment.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited you're coming when you're coming because I think we can work on this together.
Absolutely. It's a really important area. And it's been wonderful over the last kind of 6 to 8 months to see that kind of swell of support from students up and down the country and around the world starting to really challenge society to think seriously about kind of sustainability and where we are in terms of the planet and all of these things.
We've got a young lady in year 10 and she was just telling me last week that she's an activist and she was telling me that she's been and spoken to DEFRA.
Yeah.
And she's going to be speaking. In fact, she's got to get authorization to be allowed to go and speak to business leaders.
Fantastic.
So you're coming into a school where the moment is right.
Yeah.
And it's the right thing to be doing as well.
And it's great to be part of a community where kind of individuals can really push those kind of agendas and help us think about what we need to be doing as a society and as a school to respond to those kind of bigger, broader issues that are going on out in the big, scary world sometimes.
Absolutely. And as I keep saying to anybody who's willing to listen to me, we all share the same planet.
We do indeed.
And on that note, it's been really interesting having a chat with you, Dr. Endicott.
A pleasure.
And I look forward to working with you closely in the future. Thank
Fantastic.
You very much.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.